KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Today is Tuesday, January 13th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. And first up, Homer's harbormaster is urging boaters to check their vessels before a heavy mix of snow and rain arrives later this week. In a PSA released today, harbormaster Matt Clark warns that freezing temperatures followed by a rapid thaw can sink boats right in their slips. The warning follows record-breaking storms in Juneau. KTOO reports 82 inches of snow fell there in December, while the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says 8 vessels sank between December 29th and 31st. The harbormaster's office says the danger goes beyond heavy snow. Officials warn that water trapped in cooling lines or sea strainers can freeze and burst pipes. These cracks often stay hidden until temperatures rise, melting the ice and allowing seawater to flood the boat. The harbormaster is asking boaters to clear their decks and check their bilges. The Homer City Council recognized a longtime community member, funded repair work at the Homer Education and Recreation Complex, and more at its meeting last night. The Homer City Council honored Elaine Grabowski with a proclamation highlighting her decades of service with the fire department, her school safety programs, and her community work. During the meeting, visitors from the fire department also presented Grabowski's fire helmet to her husband. The council spent its first meeting of the year setting aside money and making plans for city upgrades. The council introduced several ordinances through the consent agenda. One plan would put $25,000 toward repairs for the Herc Building gymnasium floor. The council also moved to accept $7,000 from the Homer Pickleball Club for that work. The club is one of the groups that utilized the space. The council also introduced an ordinance that would set aside $10,000 for the installation of a push-button door opener at the lower entrance to City Hall, and another would set aside $40,000 for a new sidewalk tractor. Members pulled a public records policy update from the consent agenda to debate it separately later in the night. The council approved multiple items through the consent agenda as well. The council okayed a sublease for a bus company to operate out of the Homer Airport, giving the business a permanent base for travel between Homer and Anchorage. The council also signed off on a yearly plan to share state fish tax revenue with 9 other Cook Inlet communities. That program pays towns for the impact of regional fishing by splitting the money between an even divide and population size. The council also confirmed several appointments, including city treasurer and acting manager roles, as well as a new member for the Library Advisory Board. Members signed off on the Salty Dog Saloon's liquor license renewal and authorized the fire department to apply for a grant to buy new emergency pagers. Finally, the city cleared travel for the mayor and council to attend a statewide municipal conference in Juneau this February. In public hearings, the council finalized a $6,000 grant for library internet. They also approved $7,000 for the Herc Activity Room floor, adding to the other floor projects the city handled that night. Members then turned to a proposal for new road design rules, substituting a version that allows for more engineering flexibility. They amended the plan to follow standard engineering tables for street widths instead of fixed measurements, and clarified rules for shoulders and rights of way. Members eventually delayed a final vote until January 26th to address snow removal concerns and get more feedback from local contractors. Finally, the city opened a hearing for budget adjustments, but no residents came forward to testify. Following the public hearing, the council introduced a new fee schedule for the Homer Harbor. The council shot down a proposed 10-day harbor rate after the port director warned it would overcomplicate the city's current fee system. Members also introduced an update to their public records policy that moves management duties to the city clerk and sends appeals over denied records to Superior Court instead of the city council. Items introduced during the meeting will return for public comment at the next meeting. In pending business, the council awarded Turnagain Marine Construction $515,000 for the first stage of engineering for a new harbor float system. Members amended the deal to ensure the city manager only moves forward with the rest of the $22 million project once the city successfully secures a federal grant. Finally, the council voted 5-1 to send formal comments to the federal government regarding its offshore oil and gas leasing program in Cook Inlet. Councilmember Jason Davis stripped out language, speculating on oil company goals, and a section regarding Navy training. He also swapped a claim that the program showed disrespect to residents for a statement calling the plan ill-advised. Councilmember Shelley Erickson cast the lone dissenting vote, citing concerns about unintended political consequences for the city. The council's next regular meeting is scheduled for Monday, January 26th. In Homer, I'm Simon Lopez. And that's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 Homer 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and KBBI.org online. News tips and story ideas can be sent to news@kbbi.org. Tonight in Homer, isolated snow showers before 9 p.m., then snow likely after 9 p.m., cloudy skies with a low around 16 degrees, north wind at around 5 miles per hour becoming calm, and a chance of snow before 9 a.m. tomorrow, then isolated snow showers between 9 a.m. and noon, partly sunny with a high near 18 degrees, south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather message that is a storm watch in effect from late Wednesday night through late Thursday night, with a heavy mixed precipitation possible, total snow accumulations of between 3 to 6 inches, along with ice accumulations in the Kenai Peninsula to around 2/10 of an inch. Winds gusting as high as 45 miles per hour. Call 511 or visit 511.alaska.gov for current local road conditions. And for Seward, tonight, snow mainly before 9 p.m., then scattered snow showers after midnight, a low around 24 degrees, north wind at around 5 miles per hour, becoming southwest after midnight. Wednesday, snow likely before 9 a.m., then scattered snow showers between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 26 degrees. South wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Thanks for listening, and good evening.